This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The sun is shining bright on Fairfield, Connecticut, Fairfield National, in the Little League World Series. They are undefeated after beating Sioux Falls, South Dakota last night, 13-1. They actually were down one zip. And there's only one other team that's undefeated. And basically, the way I'm kind of told, I think if they win one more game, they're in the U.S. Championship. So if they win two more games, they play for the whole thing, I think. We'll get some details on that. Dan Booth, he is a sports guy for WFSB Channel 3. He's in Williamsport right now, and he joins us live here on Brian & Company. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for having me, man.
So do you do the late shows and then get up and do the earlies too?
Yeah, so typically, I was on air roughly at around 11:30 last night, and I believe we ended up finding a way to repurpose the content for the morning show, but it is... You know, one of those things where this team is so exciting, and it is, you know, I had zero problem getting up this morning just because of the energy and the excitement and everything that comes with this, because there really is something special about this team, and you can feel the momentum building knowing that they're now 3-0 in the Little League World Series. Yeah. And as you mentioned, they are one win away from going to the United States Championship, which no Connecticut team has gotten to the United States Championship in the Little League World Series since 2013 when Westport did it. Yeah. So this is some special stuff we're witnessing right now.
Hey, so, you know, and again, Dan is on WFSB Channel 3, and, I fill in there from time to time. And if you can tell, Dan's got great energy for this stuff, because you don't do sports for a living unless you love sports. I'm curious, have you ever been to Williamsport before?
So this is my first time covering it. Okay. And it really, you know, this is something I've wanted the chance to cover my entire life. A little bit of backstory about that. So I grew up in Hartsdale, New York. I played for the Elmsford Little League growing up, and my dad was the secretary of my Little League for about 15 years. So I was the kid who was dragged out of bed to go down to the field to rake, to do field work, to, you know, get things ready for a big day of Little League action. And it's always been a special thing for me, you know, whether it's a connection with my dad or, you know, just the love of the game. It really, Little League is a very unique and special event because, you know, at this stage, this is the biggest stage in youth sports.
Yeah.
And it is a really unique thing, and I am so happy to have this opportunity to be here because it really is amazing what this team is doing.
It must be cool. I mean, now that I didn't know that piece of color that you know, Little League and baseball has a huge part of your personal history. I mean, what are the crowds like? There's only so many people from South Dakota and Fairfield, Connecticut that are there. Like, give me a little bit of a sense of the flavor of the fans and the vibe.
Yeah, so Lomini Stadium is amazing. That is the main field. There's two fields at the Williamsport Complex, and that is the main field that the United States teams play on throughout their side of the bracket, and then both championship games, the U.S. Championship and the International Championship, are both played on that field as well. On game days, especially in prime time, which, because of how much they've been winning and because of the way the schedule fell, Fairfield has played in prime time for every single one of their games so far. So they love being under the lights. They love seeing the thousands of fans there that come out, whether it is people from Fairfield or Fairfield coming out, which has been, their energy has been awesome to see all the Connecticut fans out there. You know, you have people from all over the country and all over the world here. It is a very unique event from that standpoint because, you know, I mean, obviously every October we get ready for the World Series. But this really is a World Series. There are 20 teams in the Little League World Series, 10 from the United States and 10 from all the way around the world. And, you know, I think there was just under 15,000 people in attendance for Fairfield's game against Hawaii on Friday night.
Wow.
And obviously, you know, that'll, you know, change depending on the day of the week and how things are going and what the matchup is.
Right.
But you know, the energy is incredible. It's loud. You got the giant hill out in center field, which, or just in the outfield in general, where, you know, you can slide down the hill on a cardboard box, which is a really big thing here. I actually did that for one of my stories, which was kind of fun. And it is, you know, it's lighthearted. It's energetic. It is such a unique experience. And, you know, if you're a baseball fan, but people for years have described Williamsport to me and the Little League World Series as a whole as Disneyland for baseball fans. And it really gives you that vibe, and it brings you back to that time where you really fell in love with the game and what makes baseball special in its own way.
We're talking with Dan Booth from Channel 3 WFSB, who's live in Williamsport as we speak. We've had Brian Palazzolo on the show. From what he said, he's had these same kids for a couple years in a row. I'm just curious about in terms of the energy and nerves. I mean, they must know what's at stake now. Just talk about his approach and, you know, the mindset of the kids right now, because, you know, I don't know if they're able to stay loose or not. I mean, this is intense pressure.
You know, and I think that's the interesting thing, because at the end of the day, I think it's important that these kids are 12 years old, right? So I think that there is a level of, yes, you feel the pressure, you feel it in the moment, but there's also a levity to knowing that, you know, even though this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, they're out there having fun, and you can see it. Like, one of the fun things about covering this team is some of the kids just have such bubbly and fun personalities, and they show it in different ways. So, for example, this team loves dancing. There are times where I was at the send-off that they had down in Fairfield. Everybody was dancing in the gym, getting ready to go off and do that. They do dance circles pregame whenever something goes on in the field, you know, or when they're batting. Like, you know, you'll see kids dancing in the dugout, and it is.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's interesting because, yes, I think they feel the gravity of the moment, but I think that that shows up with their play. I think one of the big things about this team is that they just have a level of composure and mental strength to, you know, bounce back from whatever happens. They typically, until last night, have been winning a lot of close games, even in Bristol at the regional and before that as well. And they've been finding ways to let their defense and let their pitching lead the way and then just find ways to win game, which, you know, as any sports fan knows, is the sign of a great team, right? It doesn't need to be pretty. It doesn't ever in the NFL. There's a lot of people out there that don't like the Chiefs, but Patrick Mahomes didn't really play well last year, you know, compared to his standards, and they still found themselves in the Super Bowl because they just found ways to win games.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, one of the hallmarks of this team, in my opinion, that they do what needs to be done. They're sound on defense. And if their bats, like last night, can find a way to explode at any point in time, they could be there as dangerous as any team in this tournament.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they won that first game 1-0, so they can do it both ways. We only have like a minute or so here. Obviously, we're talking with Dan Booth from WFSB Channel 3, who's live in Williamsport. They don't play again till tomorrow at 3 p.m., I believe. What do they do in between. You can't practice all day. So, like, is it like the typical tourney thing where they're at the hotel pool? Like, what's their day like?
You know, they have different events that they can go to. You know, I think some kids go out and watch some of the other games, which is also part of, you know, the cool part about this, right? Because you're seeing teams from all over the world. You're seeing different playing styles, different approaches, different languages, everything that comes with that. And then, you know, and I'll say this, so they're actually practicing at 9:30 this morning, and we're going to the practice. So it is, you know, I think that they're getting ready. They're staying in that mental space and trying to keep grinding. You know, that there has been a gradual ascent of this team, and you can feel the momentum building. They still have a little ways to go, but it is extremely impressive what they've been able to do to this point. And, you know, just finding ways to go out there, have fun, put things in perspective. And, you know, as anybody who's been a sports person knows, like, you know, it's easier to be lighthearted and have that level and have that approach if you're winning. And that's what they're doing right now. Yeah. And it is a very special thing to witness because, like I said, there is something special about this team. And you can feel that. You really can when they're out there on the field. And last night, putting up 10 runs in the top of the sixth, they tied the record in for the Little League World Series for having 12 consecutive batters get on base. They are getting contributions up and down their lineup, and that doesn't happen unless there's a preparation, unless there's great coaching, and unless there is an approach that puts those kids in a great position to do what they have to do up at the plate and out in the field, and this team has that.
Yeah, well, listen, a lot of people listening to this show remember Chris Drury and Trumbull, you know, some more than 35 years ago or what have you. So it's just cool stuff. It's cool to see these kids have a great time, and it seems like they're all doing it the right way. Dan, we appreciate the time. I know you're grinding it out. Maybe we'll catch up down the road.
No doubt, Brian. Thank you for having me. It's going to be a lot of fun. Wednesday, 3 o'clock against Las Vegas. Must-see TV. That's all I know.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.